New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm going to ask you, Chaz, did you, I sent you the video.
The thing is on.
Daishan sent me a picture. We were talking about you wanted to look different.
That was fire.
He drew you as
an Asian dude.
He's gonna draw Mexican you. Who is
that's
more.
So funny.
He did our picture. He did our portrait.
He did our portrait. And we see him on the road occasionally. He pops out.
I met him. Where do we see him?
You met him in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's out.
Cool that dude. Side. That's not a cool deal.
He drew a couple pictures of Marlon as well. But he said, yo, show this to Chaz. He said he wanted to see what he looks like of this different ethnicities.
That was incredible. I was like, oh, shit.
I was like, where's the rest of them?
Did you text it to me?
Chaz, you make a good cartoon.
Yeah, it was in the daddy issues. Yeah,
so I don't make a great cartoon. Yeah.
When you sent one. I was like, all right.
I don't think I did until people started doing it.
As Polynesian.
Certain people don't make good cartoons. Like, I'm okay. I mean, you have a cartoon
face.
Yeah.
Yeah, big facts.
Very cartoon.
Teddy Ruxkin.
Okay.
No shit.
I had one of those.
Yeah, Teddy Ruxkin.
All right. Okay. Where'd you send it to me, Craig?
We used to put the little the Ninja Turtle tape in the back.
Bro, did keep the batteries on?
Yeah, that shit used to be weird.
Teddy Ruxkin was a weird toy.
You put a different tape in it?
Yeah. Just to see what it would say.
Throw a NWA tape in that shit.
I can't show the people, but I look amazing right here.
Yeah, good cartoon.
Teddy
me as Asian, though? Teddy Asian Chaz is great. I'm going to post this. That shit's hilarious.
It looks like Proud Family.
It does. He has that style.
You got a Proud Family face.
Yeah.
I go, hello, my name is Chaz.
Oh, God.
Chaz, watch
you
this.
Actually look more Latino right there, though, actually.
I thought you were white there, actually.
Wow.
I thought white. I thought I was Asian.
White people don't have that accent.
Oh, you think Chaz? I'm Latino here?
You look Latino right there.
Oh, God. You repeat
no, I'm going with you.
No.
What's that look like? Does that look more Asian or Mexican?
Mexican.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you look Latino.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It looks indigenous.
To my Asian people, I apologize.
Indigenous people saying hello
do
everywhere.
Do you apologize?
What'd you say?
I said indigenous people all right. Saying hello everywhere.
No, you didn't say hello.
You know what's funny?
You said hello.
I used to think people were being like racist when they, like ridiculous when they did that mm-hmm. until I worked. At this dude walked up to me, older Asian guy,
mm-hmm.
and I was working at Big Five. And he goes, excuse me. And I was like, what? He was like, do you have a jump lopes? And I was like, what? He's like, jump lopes. Do you have a jump lope? And I remember I was like, excuse me for 1 second. And I had to go in the back because I couldn't stop laughing because I thought that, what's the show? Shady Rock. Why wouldn't Shady Rock? With the kids. South Park.
Oh.
I thought South Park was just doing that to be goofy.
Were.
Then when he said that to me, I was like, oh shit,
mm-mm.
This is a thing.
It's real.
And I had to go in the back because I couldn't stop laughing.
They're on point.
Let me find these lopes.
I was like, I'll be right back, sir. And I just couldn't stop laughing.
Is it where they have they mix up the L and R?
Yeah.
But L&R. Is it the same with the R and L?
Yeah, something about how it translates in their language over, you know. Just like I used to think that I've said this before. I used to think the Native American names were like people were being until I met them in school.
Yeah.
And we were playing against Joe Running Rabbit and blah, blah. And I was like, oh, shit.
Our whole high school was in Vallejo. They had to change the names like how they did with the professional mm-hmm. teams. It was the Vallejo Apaches growing up. And now I think it's like, I forgot what it is now, but they changed. They took a lot of the Native American stuff out.
I didn't know. I didn't know that was really they.
Mm-hmm. something walking foot.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't like that they take the native names off. I'm always like
Redskins, I understand, because the history behind that is awful.
Well, for sure. But I'm like, why didn't they talk to like let's work on something? Because even with Cleveland Indians, they're the Guardians.
See, I don't think that's bad.
The Guardians?
No, I didn't think Indian was bad.
Right.
Or you can call them Cleveland Natives,
gonna,
maybe.
Yeah, but I'm like, if you're going to change it, why don't you ask them, like, what tribe was actually here? Right. Or what's a word that means?
Well, why don't you just say we're representing India? Never mind Native Americans. We're going straight to India.
This isn't your fight, guys.
This isn't your fight, guys.
Yeah, now Vallejo's Vallejo Redhawks.
That's still pretty Indian-ish. That's still pretty. That's somebody's name.
That's adjacent.
You stayed with an action in a bird. You didn't change shit.
They was like, we going to do it, but we not
going to. Apaches.
We went from the Apaches to the Redhawks to the running Eagles. Yeah.
No, no good. Okay, with the Blackfeet. Like,
you might as well keep it Apache.
Blackfoot's always funny. That was all. Y'all just didn't have no shoes of any kind.
Yeah.
That's great.
We're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
A gunshot.
And this one will be, it's not going to be the last episode. I feel like we should have warned y'all before this. But the studio here is going to be a no more. So.
No more.
They're unhoused after this week.
So we have to find a new location to shoot it. So we're going to be on a hiatus while we do that. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know,
we've been trying to pull the wool over here.
All that. So we don't know, what's
it going to look
what's it going to look like.
Future.
Daddy's
member-wise, we also don't know what it's going to look like.
I'm going to be here.
Chaz and Craig will 100% be here. Me and DC.
His numbers are going through the roof.
More than likely, special. Just be so doing.
We need sold out shows. Tony sold out shows.
When y'all wasn't showing up in San Diego and shit, he was going to be here. But now y'all are showing up and selling out shows.
Our schedules have changed.
Niggas don't need us no more.
But we're not going to be. I can't speak for DC.
DC's not going by DC anymore.
Tony, I'm still going to be dropping in. It's just not going to be as.
Bill Burr's Hughes been doing his podcast for 20 years, but whatever.
So we're just. They're going to be changes, but we're still going to be here.
Mark Maron,
it's not
20 years.
It's not dying. Hey, DC, what do you have to say about
that? Keon,
you said it all. You kind of took the word right out of my mouth.
They're going with Tony, guys. They're going with Tony.
No, but more importantly, a new podcast? It's me, DC, and
you,
Tony.
DC, and Tony.
The sellout.
Called Dad Issues. They're getting rid of the D's. That's us, Chad.
Called
we're
dead
the D's.
Beats. That's what y'all would be. The dead
beats. Deadbeat dads.
We don't know what it's going to look like, but I know I'm going to be a part of it one way or the other somehow.
I just might be not
done got
every
a
episode.
Chiseled chin. Yeah, I just need he doesn't think he belongs here anymore with us.
Oh, that beard grew back fast.
Oh, yeah. I just need a little
praise
breather.
God,
you know, it was the half beard, half not, half man, half amazing thing he went through. He, hey, Chaz, I'm with you always.
I appreciate
bro.
You, Craig.
But more importantly, we are, man, all these years, y'all been holding us down.
Yeah,
and we appreciate y'all listening to us for this amount of time, man.
These niggas ain't coming back.
It's
been an honor for me. I got to witness Tony leave into greatness.
Hope I can get a deal like Flash. This is my last
I got to see Keon leave in greatness.
No way.
I got to see DC leave in greatness. I touched on greatness and I'm still here.
In fairness,
Scary Movie 6 is coming out.
In fairness,
out,
I've been here the longest.
I'm still here.
Yes.
Yeah, you have.
I've been here since the beginning. It was just me and Tony at first.
We were all here.
Yeah.
But we were doing something different.
And then y'all
brought us in.
Me and Tony.
And then
Tony's like,
let's
add them in.
Tony was cheating on us with you. And then he brought us over to your house. And we became one big polyamorous family.
So.
Polycast.
For me, it's
been. To simplify it, yeah.
It's been, what, 6 years with y'all?
Man,
I mean, with you guys, it's been 2 or 3.
We got almost 200 episodes.
Yeah,
out this
but
bitch.
I'm talking about with the people. It's been 5 or 6 years. Matter of fact, I had Kendrick on the show, and he was like, "So it's been 6 years."
Wow,
haven't we been doing this?
Because he was a baby.
2014.
I'm talking when we all came.
Oh,
I've been doing it 6.
Are you talking about when we started?
So
Burbank?
All of us has been at least 3.
Oh, for all of us, it's 3.
I think so.
Okay.
It's been over three. It's been like 5
yeah, maybe
years.
Before.
That's what I'm saying.
Remember, we were over in Burbank for a good year and change.
I think we're pushing about 5 years as a unit.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, so it's just a little, just a little break.
They're leaving us.
Just a little,
I got kids, too.
I'm not coming out with a solo album.
Yeah, he is.
We just needed a little break. And who knows? By the time we find a new studio, it might be the break I needed. Right. And then be right back in.
We're just regrouping a little
just
bit.
Things are changing.
You know, I didn't even give a fuck about y'all. I just wanted to show up with my peoples every week and have a good time.
I didn't want
to
back.
You know,
I
cared about y'all. Bread's right already. Things is going good
already.
You got already.
Show up for us every week.
But I just wanted to show up for my peoples. I was there.
But I'm not gonna be gone though. I'll be dropping in.
Oh, I'm
sure.
Always gonna be.
Wait,
lurking.
Hold on. He's sitting. He's gonna be home. I don't know if you've seen his son play basketball. His son. He posted some videos. His son's Euro stepping already. He left this nigga just standing there looking dumb, and then Keon slow moed it. Did you see that video?
He did slow-mo. He's like, Euro.
I saw the crossover too. I didn't notice until somebody said in the stands when he took the ankles of that one kid and hit the jumper. His teammate was like. the boy's teammate was scratching his head like, what the fuck?
Wait, where'd you post this? IG?
IG.
I follow. Man, I'm a fan of all.
He did the Euro. I didn't know that was coming. Like,
DC saw he unfollowed Keon. He don't know what's happening.
DC, yeah.
I was like, kids at that age are Euroing?
Not
and he
them,
did it right.
But he is, yeah.
You're going to get him some athletic glasses. He is playing with his
He has his goggles. He doesn't want to wear them unless he has. He said unless he gets hit to wear his glasses... You know, get messed up, then he'll take them off and put the goggles on.
But okay, he had the regular joints on. I was like, oh, he killed
he has
him like
goggles.
This. Like,
the goggles be prescription?
He hit a three and crazy. Did this.
Yeah. He has his goggles. He just said he likes his glasses better. But he said he wear his goggles all last season.
Okay. I'm talking about the highlight I just watched.
No, he what just
would your,
this on.
Is off topic a little bit, but what would your... celebration be like Steph has the night night or LeBron.
Oh, I don't know. That stuff comes organically, man.
Yeah. What would
I don't know.
I think I would do like a big nail in the coffin kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
How?
Like after I drain a shot, I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Or like put them up. There it is. Bow. Or no, on the ground. There it is. Bow.
Are you doing
they're
low?
Scoring on the other end. You're over there like,
no,
on.
He's let running me, back while he's doing it.
Yeah. I'm running back on defense.
Then you're jogging back.
Yeah.
Two little knocks.
That's nice. That's a nice celebration.
That's a good one.
Nailing the
call. No. You ain't.
What you mean?
That sounds like somebody
to be running back and
again.
Just going like this. That's dope.
I got to do it for stand up. Y'all had that show?
That's dope.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm going to boo your son if you have him do that.
The beauty of it is this. The beauty of it is this, Chaz. This is the beauty of it. When they ask you, hey, man, that thing you did, what was that, man? Like, what were you
doing? Oh, that's a nail in the coffin. Oh. That shit was over.
Oh, sure.
I would have never gotten that out of that.
Because you can't do the fork in them. Like, yeah. Because they were done, baby.
Well, I don't hit the same. Yeah. No.
What's that?
Keelan's used to be, he would go like this. Like, he'd score and he'd be like, that used to be the thing that he stopped. But we used to crack
Let
up.
Let me hear it. Hey.
That shit used to be hella funny. He'd be like,
only thing about celebrations is when the opponent hits you with your celebration.
I know.
Yeah, Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you put the nail in the coffin, then don't score no more that game, that sucks.
Yeah, it's got to be the nail. That's got to be it.
But don't add to my celebration. Don't hit the nail and then spit. I'm going to be like, oh, you're trying to make this your own now.
You remixed it.
Yeah, you done remixed. Now it's your celebration.
No one talks about LeBron stealing this from KG. Remember that?
Did he steal that from KG?
Because KG used to do the... And then I don't know if he did the actual thing, but that whole baby powder ritual was his.
I don't think so.
Not like LeBron. LeBron threw the whole big smoke.
That was
no, KG used to go like this. He used to go. I remember he would do it really
well. Levels of smoke, different levels of smoke.
Well, because then LeBron saw and he's like, and I'm
throwing
like,
the whole bucket up higher. LeBron throw his smoke to the heavens.
I said, this nigga, instead of doing.
But remember, somebody else, baby powder was a thing because Marlon made fun of that in, and that's before KG was even in the league. Marlon did it in, what's the one for Pac?
Wayne's Brothers?
Remember he had the goggles and the football mouth?
Oh, I didn't know. Wait.
And he was putting hella baby powder because it was already a thing.
He did,
It was already
the
a thing.
Way before KG. It's a thing, but I'm talking about using it as a ritual. I've never seen anybody else's ritual with it in the game.
I wonder if LeBron does that because of Marlon.
He does it because of KG was whooping his ass in the finals. Tell him.
People pick up weird shit from movies.
I don't
LeBron
know
was
doing
that before
about.
That. Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Was shit. That was before Kobe and everybody.
When did LeBron start doing it? Do we know?
That After was like KG? 20 no, something. 20.
There's no facts.
He's been in the league 21 years, 22 years. So around 2003.
KG got in there when? Late 90s?
Well, 96? Marlon did Above the Rim in 90-something.
Wait, KG was 96, huh?
Marlon did Above the Rim before then.
Or was he 95?
He wasn't in that 96 draft.
No, he wasn't in 90. So he maybe in a year before.
No, because Paul Pierce wasn't until 2000-something. And KG and Paul Pierce were
I want to say KG no,
Paul
was
Pierce was 90-something draft.
98. Yeah. He was in high school the same time we was. Yeah. He went to Kansas.
All I'm saying is no one talk about LeBron being a team. The crown one, that's all you, baby. It's all you.
The pinky? Him and his son, Pinky, they do the little thing.
KG was 95.
LeBron did that shit in 2003, before he even played KG.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that KG did it first.
You said he started getting it from him after he whooped his ass in the finals, or in the Eastern Conference Finals. He started
LeBron didn't start that shit in 2003.
In his rookie season with the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2003.
No. We already agreed Boogaloo came up with that.
Marlon was, when was Above the Rim?
96, 95.
So Marlon was, yeah.
Boogaloo did it. That was his character's name.
Marlon's character was Boogaloo?
Yeah. Boogaloo.
You know how many cities we go to and people are like, you killed Pop. It took him a while to be like, what the hell? For a while, he was really confused.
Because he's really dead.
Yeah. He's like, you killed Pop. He's like,
and
no,
he was
I
around,
didn't.
Wasn't he? He was like, he saw him before he passed?
We saw him right and before Biggie. He passed. And yeah, we were at the, what's the Pyramid Hotel in Vegas? The Luxor?
Yeah, Luxor, yeah.
We seen him right there.
Marlon, bad luck.
I said that shit too.
Bad luck. Don't hang out with me.
The only picture with one of the only pictures with Biggie and Pac has Marlon in it.
Yep. It's in the back.
This funny though, for years though, you didn't see Marlon in that picture. They cut him out.
Yeah.
For hella long.
And yeah, Marlon was like, I got the original motherfuckers.
And then they pulled back he in the back.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He right there.
Yeah, we seen Pac right before he drove off to get killed, maybe like 20 minutes later, and we seen Big right before he got shot. We are going to after party with him.
That's weird that you said it, like before he drove off, like that was his plan. All right, y'all.
Well, we were
about to go get killed.
Yeah, we were like,
the way you said
we'll
it,
see you at 6 Deuce. He's like, I'm going to stop and get shot real quick.
That's the way you said it. Like, we saw Pop right before he went to go get killed. Like, he was running to the store.
Hey man. Tupac almost survived that, too. He was like 6 days because he was alive for a while, and then they put him in a coma. Yeah. They induced his coma. So, and then I think he had like a what happened, kind of cardiac arrest, probably something like that. But that nigga was fighting, bro. Like
yeah,
he was almost.
I don't think he was coming back the same, even if he did survive.
That West Side would have been
was all fucked up.
Yeah,
he's gonna sound like what's the nigga's name?
Doc DOC.
DOC, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in pretty bad shape. What do you have? How many times did he get shot?
Shoot. Five. He got shot 5 the first time?
No, I'm talking about that's the Vegas one.
Oh.
It wasn't as many as probably the location of them shots.
It's so weird to watch a theater kid become that. That's so weird. Like, a theater kid raised by a Panther to become that.
Well, usually when you watch most rappers, they're all theater kids. Because when you're growing
Kendrick
up,
gotta be.
Not many people in school are like, yo, I want to be a rapper.
They're, maybe now.
It's the kids in dance class, vocal and all that. It's they're performing. The ones that are like, yeah, I'm writing these dope-ass lyrics.
They were saying if it was any other person that Pac had gotten to with that night, he might have been okay. He just happened to get in with a killer. Like, Baby Lane, that's his name. Baby Lane was like a known killer. Like, that's what
that
I
who did it.
And he looked like Pac.
Affiliate.
Yeah.
And he looked like Pac.
Yeah.
That was
so why,
was
where's
crazy.
He at now?
He's dead.
He got killed.
Oh.
Yeah. Like in the.
He died a couple weeks later.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So, another
so
occurrence.
Here, right? In LA.
In LA. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. But with another occurrence that had nothing to do. Yeah. It was just.
That's what they
was he was in the. Like.
When did all this come out?
He was already green lighted.
I've always heard about the Baby Lane story. Before this other stuff.
Before TVD came.
Yeah, I'd always heard about his Baby Lane. He was a known, like, he's a shooter. That's what he does.
There's too many people tied to, like, who did what.
Right.
Because even it's like him, like how you were saying that guy, it's speculation that he had a tie to the guy that Tupac fought before he ended up getting shot.
Because
remember, he fought a dude at the...
Right.
No, that's the dude, Baby Lane.
Okay.
So the dude that they jumped...
Keefe D was his uncle.
Yeah, so the dude they jumped in Vegas is Baby Lane.
Mm.
That's the wrong... It's like, he was going... Oh, I got to kill this. So, yeah.
So who killed Big then?
That one... The rumors are about a blood that was associated with Death Row. What was his name?
Started with I've never been able to yeah. like track this one down.
Yeah.
I just think it was a thing like they just knew where he was.
Yeah.
And even the thing was like there was too many things about Biggie being on the West Coast and then it following up from Tupac dying that people were just kind of like willing to do it almost. That's what it always seemed like.
We were on our way to a party. It was Puffy's truck, Big's truck, another car, Keenan and his Porsche. It was Marlon and his Range Rover. We were all in the Range Rover. We were about to go to another party.
Y'all were all in the line behind each other.
Yes.
Crazy.
Trying to leave that out of the Peterson Museum.
Left the party and then they pulled up right next. Like, it was like they was waiting for the cars to leave. Like it's easy to figure out. Like, oh, they in black SUVs.
Once you know they're in there, once you're inside with them in there, now you can go make a plan.
Mm-hmm. Big was walking down the staircase with us.
A game plan, yeah.
He was in Cali for too long. And then after that, like, it just, it was terrible management. Because did he have that, he put out Who Shot You? Like, around that,
that
time.
Before that, right?
That's just, yeah. That's just not good. And I know that ain't, like, I don't
he
think
that's
Biggie's
doing. He also dropped the Kelly song before that. Get it? Two Pops.
Yeah.
Remember that song that he did with R. Kelly?
I don't remember that, but that's a bar.
Yeah, that was
a bar. Get it? Two Pops. Yeah, that's a bar.
If Faith had twins, she'd probably have two Pops. Get it? Two Pops.
Oh, okay. Well, damn. Well, then, hey.
Then I don't know that song. That
I don't know that song.
All the money caused the hoes.
Oh, I know that song.
Yeah. That's what Biggie
I don't remember
R.
that
Kelly.
Bar.
And he's like, if Faith had twins, she'd probably have two Pops.
Yeah.
Get it? Yeah. Two Pops.
I thought that song came out later. Unless I'm,
I thought it was later too. Maybe, yeah, maybe on my timeline off.
Big just had no business at that time.
Yeah, he shouldn't have been in California that long.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
The
West
crazy?
Coast was really mad
I haven't
at
seen,
that time.
I haven't seen the doc, right? But, you know, they were saying that, oh, Puffy was responsible. And then Biggie's estate came out. I was like, no, he did pay for that funeral. And no, he didn't. Like, I'm like, why did...
Well, the way they said it was there are loopholes that you could put in the contract where even the family doesn't have to know that if we're going to take these record sales and put it towards.
Yeah, but I got apparently I said I haven't seen it. Yeah. But apparently in the doc, they were saying that Puff charged Diddy and him to pay for their own funeral after he said he was going to do it. And the family was like, no, he did pay for it. He didn't. Yeah, which leads to.
What they were saying was he took it out of
I think it was a record. Like a renegotiated contract loophole that he pulled so that it would be so that he didn't have to pay for it.
So
and then it's like he got a tax break on it or something like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was just bad. But bro, bad time to be in. I remember right to lie and say I was from the East Coast because it was cool.
Wait, you're not from the East Coast?
No.
That accent ain't real?
You did that? I never did that.
No, when I was I moved to Virginia for like 6 months and I came back to go to school in Cali and they were like, where'd you come from? I was like, Virginia. They were like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I was like, yeah, I'm from Virginia. Just lie like it couldn't be tracked.
Is that where
but
the
then when that East
started?
Coast, West Coast beef came up, I was like, oh, hey, I'm West Side. I get all that Virginia shit.
I get texts about your East Coast accent.
Oh, for real?
DC. Yeah, they love that shit.
They love that shit.
You didn't have to throw the yo in there.
They love it, B. Yeah, yo,
that shit,
man.
B.
It gets thicker when I'm around my people, yo. But, you know, I got other ones though, B. I got other ones, Mike.
I still love the day you put the Timbs on and walk through the projects.
Oh, the camera still, yo.
He was like, yo, give me your Timbs. I was like, all right, here.
That UK, man, I'm trying to tell y'all, I started watching Top Boy last night. Right.
Top Boy is great.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
And I'm like, man, bro. Fam. Hey, bro.
Fam.
I just love the UK.
Cook the food, fam.
They got their own gangster stuff going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're finally doing it to a point where, like, you know, people, they used to get mocked for their voice and stuff. Now they're just embracing it. And it's coming across as like, oh, this is real. And
it's food, fam.
Yeah.
I like a lot of their slang, bro. Yeah. That's how they talk in Canada.
But that
they talk, but the black people talk like
Drake,
like them. Yeah, yeah.
But that music.
I always thought
great.
They were super, super, super tough in the UK.
I never
because
thought
they didn't have guns.
They got machetes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that takes
it's a
lot
different war weapon.
More, yeah.
I give more respect to people who will go in there with their hands than shooters.
That's crazy.
That's way more gangster. To go in there with either weapon or your hands, that's way more gangster than a shooter.
Facts, yeah.
Shooter, you ain't even got to be accurate. But to go in there with a knife or, you know, a brick or your hands or
way
whatever,
more gruesome, too.
Yeah,
like,
you got to go in there and do that.
Grabbing a brick before a fight is crazy.
You got to go do that,
man. Maybe moving in mobs, too.
You got to walk a mile to fight the dude. You carry the brick the whole way.
Imagine two gangs just having a bat fight. That's way more gangster to me than doing drive-bys.
Somebody dead.
I'd rather get shot than hit with a machete any day of the week.
Hell yeah. A dull machete. That means if it hits you, it ain't even gonna cut you the first time.
Where though? Where?
Machete be
where though?
Them bullets bounce around though.
I don't think I think we're
y'all
at,
crazy.
I think we're looking at like, well, what kind of gun? Like, we talking like a pistol?
Man,
like that's
hit me with an AR-17.
A 22 or a 22 or a dull machete.
Mauled with a machete, bro.
A 22 or a dull machete.
We get shot once, stab once. Like, is that what we're doing? Or is this like a
Oh, if it's shot once or stab once, stab me.
Yeah, I'm taking a stabbing.
I'm taking a stab. I'm talking about the hack.
You still taking a
hack is cool.
Even if it's a hack.
You don't feel the shot at first. You feel the stab.
You might
but
not.
But the stab is boom, boom. That shot, fragments and all kind
of. You're thinking of a really sharp knife. It could be like, God damn it, let me work this dull ass knife out this nigga.
Yeah, he's tearing up shit. And then it all matters of where it hit, where you
but
get
it's not
hit
gonna
at.
Go
but
that
I feel
deep.
Like
the
I feel like
going deep.
The knife you'd have to be really
if you're lucky it goes through.
Yeah, if you're lucky. And it don't get stuck in the bone or whatever.
It ricochets off of bones
in your mind. Machete come out smooth. It's always
nah, he did leave with machete. Machete, I don't want no parts of the machete. But
y'all niggas ain't been stabbed?
No.
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 I'm a regular civilian, man.
Yeah.
I'm a regular civilian.
Absolutely not.
I got poked with a pencil in sixth grade, and then it was
stabbed my hand with a pencil, but that
I got stabbed my arm.
But
that
just
shit
shanked,
went in.
You know?
I mean, I've cut myself like cutting
Well, what stabbed? Because I did get sliced on my hand by my roommate who was
like
fucking
this.
Around. No,
I got sliced with my ex-girl.
And then they move it like this to get it out.
He was fucking around and then fucking sliced my hand open like a dumbass. But I don't think I've ever been like...
shank.
Oh, nigga, I seen the high school. I got stabbed in high school
with a knife,
with a pencil.
But in your body,
that's
yeah.
Really
but
bad.
Then
hey, if it goes inside your body, that's a stabbing, bro.
It is a stabbing.
No, that shit hurts.
That shit is terrible. Hurts.
If you puncture my body, I got stabbed.
But I then later that week, the same dude stabbed this dude up like 12, 15 times, and the dude was fighting him and didn't know every time he was getting hit, the dude had. Pencils, like he put the pencil.
Was he Wolverine? What the fuck's wrong with this guy?
He was a wild boy. Hey. Yeah,
I'm shaking off a number two. You went like
a special ed kids got them big old.
They got the Disneyland pencils.
The Snoopy pencils.
That's take that off.
Wait, did they really have those?
Special ed kids?
I just remember whoever went to Disneyland that weekend, they came back with like,
kindergarten.
Yeah, I got
the pencil
these
fight.
Yeah. I remember the kindergarten pencils.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a lot bigger, big. But not that.
Because them kids be writing goofy. They can't.
I've never been in a school with somebody got stabbed.
You know how bad my handwriting was when I was a kid? They gave me a number 3 pencil.
They have number 3 pencils?
Yeah, they have 1.5 ones.
I've seen the 1.5, but I've never seen it.
They're just like, your handwriting's so bad.
Remember how better you were when you had mechanical pencils? You was like, I'd be clicking my
My kids got a bunch of them. They'd be like,
I just love mechanical pencils.
Wait, a number 3 pencil don't have an eraser on it?
I think it had an eraser.
No, you can't make
mistakes
with number 3.
It was lighter and it was bigger. And they were just like, your handwriting's this trash.
Is penmanship still...
That's the get
people
your dumb
still take pride
ass
in
on pits.
I don't think they're writing anymore.
Don't you write like a girl?
I write like a girl.
So terrible now because
I got great handwriting.
I got good handwriting.
Yeah.
I don't
think they care
to write everything.
I be big on my kids when they doing their homework. I'm like, I want that to look
neat.
Do not be writing all sloppy.
Yeah, mine's
my dad had real nice handwriting.
I write like every girl that wrote me a letter in high school. I took a letter. I'm capitals, lowercases, all in the middle of my shit with a little
my daughter
V
handwriting
above
bad.
The
it's just
eyes,
rushing,
like
bro. That's all it is. It's just rushing.
Bad.
It's just when you're in a hurry, bro. You just trying to get it done. You don't care. You just do whatever, and that's all that is. If I really take my time, it can look.
Dude,
nice.
Are they still writing in school?
Yeah,
some people still. Yeah,
yeah my kids. They do have homework every day.
Okay.
No, the kids don't know how to type. Like, it's bad. Like, this is different than typing on a phone.
Right.
And they don't know how to do it on a computer. They can do it on a phone. They can type fast all day.
Isn't it part of their curriculum now, though?
It should be, but you don't get there to like middle school, maybe.
They don't
maybe
learn cursive no more.
Yeah. They don't, I would be like, yo, what's up? Y'all heard of the home row keys? They're like, what is that?
Mm.
I was like, the keyboard literally has two.
I think we didn't start doing that, though, to like fifth, sixth grade.
Computer became
like
that.
You would think now it would be sooner.
Yeah, I thought Izzy.
You know what I mean? Because they're really going that way where you got to know how to type.
They type it on phones.
The type is,
but that's not typing.
It's not the same.
Yeah. That's not.
The minute it has to translate, that's
but all that shit
lost.
To me was always overrated. Like, how many words can you do a minute? Nigga, I'm not gonna be in no office. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, us especially.
Like, I remember when they used to really put pride on, like, we had to take tests, and then you'd be like,
yeah,
how many words a minute? I'm like, I'm not gonna be no secretary. I don't care.
I remember when COVID hit, and I was like, damn, what am I gonna do now? And I took like a typing test. They just think you are not qualified to do a goddamn.
DC was like,
it was hella slow, bro.
This COVID, what am I gonna do now?
COVID, what am I gonna do now? I got my guard card. I went and got my security guard.
I don't frown anybody who can't, like,
yeah.
I don't. I'm like, that's not.
I think it's dope when they are really fast.
When they can, yeah.
I'm pretty good. Izzy be like, how can you do it without looking? I'm like, practice, dog. Yeah. I can watch TV and be typing. She be like, how you do that?
I think that's a part of why they push the word per minute thing. Is just the efficiency of being able to do it.
But so I'm like,
it's like down the line, as long as you have a decent speed, then it'll kind of stick with you. As long as you keep
messing around. I don't even type no more. I just press the little mic and then I talk.
Well, there's that.
It got really good with the dictation.
I wish I had that when I was.
It used to suck when I was little. Yeah, it said every word wrong.
Doing them essays in high school, I wish that was around.
I was wondering how you was doing your script so fast was scary.
Yeah, I go.
We'd be like, they sent Craig up for a rewrite. Craig be like, it's done. I'm like, nigga, you type fast.
Go in there and talk that shit through.
Talk them through it. Sometimes you got to talk them through it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, guys? Nothing?
No cases. Right. No cases.
Yeah, typing is, you know, that's not something
When you talk through it, it's so back in the day, it used to fuck all your shit up.
Right.
Now, when you talk through it, it really puts that shit in. Then you just put it in the format.
Yeah, I still think the Mac one is bad, but like Google's is great. The chats has a great. The actual mic on the MacBook, I think it's still.
And I talk slow, so it's perfect.
Oh, they haven't perfected
that's probably
it
my
yet.
Problem too.
If you talk fast, it's gonna fuck your shit up.
Or you got an accent.
Yeah.
They be like, speak clearly. You mumble mouth.
Nigger.
Hey, what? It would type it back?
Yeah.
Yeah. If my laptop ever typed back nigger to me, I'd be like, all right, nigga, this is your last day. I'd break you right in half. That's your last day.
Yeah.
The phone don't even let you type certain stuff. You had to train it.
Yeah.
I got that from Sage.
What? Speaking?
Yeah. That's all he do. I was like, word? I could do that? Especially when I don't have my glasses, I just like Mike.
If we're here already with technology, where do you think we're headed?
Mental. You're just gonna be.
You can just look. You can just look at something.
They have some stuff around. You see that guy who had like that. What was it? Was it Elon's thing? But he could hook up to the internet from his just like they put a little thing on him, and he could like hook up to the internet. So he was like googling stuff, and they had the screen when he was like looking up stuff. They even go right to boobies
without
online.
Saying anything.
I couldn't do it
without saying anything. It was just
he was just thinking, and then they were showing the screen and they were like, okay, look up something, and it came up. It's like, look up something else, and it came up. It
That's
was like
crazy.
Off of Google or for search engine.
That means we're gonna get so much shit done in the future.
Yep,
if we believe in these things.
Yep. It should make you a lot
faster.
It's gonna
take you about 10 years before you start doing the mic shit and being like, hey, you know what, Siri. Text my baby girl for me. Tell her to call me.
When we do like shoots, people are like, I actually need the paper. Like, can I have print this out? I'm like, dog, in the future, bro. If you don't use your phone or your iPad.
I need the paper, bro.
I was like, yo, wow.
I'd rather have the paper.
I need the paper.
My phone
I need the big,
smaller, and then I got a
I need the big size.
Keep my phone on.
I use iPad all the time.
It's more work.
It's not, bro. I have the thing on my iPad. I look it up. I come here. It's so fucking easy. Every single page, I'm not fumbling. It's the easiest thing in the world.
Yeah. And I can write on the paper like highlight.
You can do it to
any
other Apple Pencil. Yeah.
I mean, I
do it on mine all the time.
I literally abandoned pen and paper in college and just did all my notes digitally for 3 years while I was in college.
Easiest shit in the world.
It's great, but it's also, I understand the paper.
Like a paper, I can just be like, all right.
Yeah. Your laptop, you're like, 1 second, let me go put this to the side. Yeah. Baby them to the, you know what I mean?
Especially for acting, though. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, for acting, I like the paper.
For acting, I need the paper.
I don't like to have to keep going in my phone doing that. You know what I mean?
It's just easy work, baby.
Yeah, I'm old fashioned. I was driving a Tesla this weekend, and I was like, I do not trust auto drive. Not going to do it. I was like, And the person with me, they were like, you're just thinking old.
We saw the video. We know who it is.
Yeah.
No, not that. That's not who I got into it with. I didn't get into it with him. He was just a Marlin, which we were just for the cameras. But the other person was like, hey, man, dog, this is where we're setting. I was like, bro.
It's always in people that
I was like, if you can't take a full-on go to bed in this bitch, you can't trust it completely.
Yeah. Put your hands on the wheel. Yeah, why?
He was like, auto-drive. You could just let it do it for you. I was like, bro, I'd rather just do it by myself.
There's also the other people factor, bro.
Right. And that's what I was trying to explain. You can't determine what someone else is going to do.
Right.
Yeah. That's why it's a beta program and you have to opt in. And then when you do, the liability is on you.
You know what did it for me? Total Recall. When that dude snapped at Arnold when he got mad.
Man, I got five kids.
No, not that. Remember he got in the automatic thing. He got in the automatic. They had the taxis. And then Arnold pissed him off and he was like, and it just started going. He was mad. And Arnold had to like take it off and he like ripped it off. I was like, yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm not.
I said, man, I got five kids.
Five kids.
My main argument, and I was like, bro.
I love it.
So
I pass out. I'm like, sleep.
Yeah, my main argument was like, if you're. I don't ride next to big rigs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if it's a big rig, I'm speeding past it. Yeah. No matter what.
I don't hang out next to
it. Does auto drive have enough sense to be like, this is a big rig, let me go fat? Yeah. No, it just sits next to that bitch like a regular car.
Absolutely not.
So there's different things. You're talking about, there's an autopilot.
I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about the whole total autonomy.
I'm talking about just anything where you're not controlling the car at all.
Because there's the thing I like is the autopilot, man. I'll put it on if I'm like, it's like cruise control, but it'd do everything for you. You don't need the cruise control, you still got to steer.
Yeah.
But that one, I can literally be sitting there knocked out, bro.
You still have to have your hands on the wheel.
I'd be sleep just like this. That's how I would sleep if I was driving anyway.
Right, but you still have to be touching the wheel.
Yeah.
It's cool. Weird.
And it'll beep
too.
At you. It'll be like, hey.
Does yours switch lanes on its own? Because that car we was driving, Marlon's car, that shit just switches lanes when it wants to.
That's not autonomous. That's when you can let it drive for you. And I think it has like
at that point
like
it's levels. A Waymo, right?
That shit's scary. Kind of, Waymo's cool. Yeah.
Then Waymo's been
hitting
shit.
Same thing. What's the difference?
Then Waymo's been hitting all kind of shit lately.
Waymo, I don't own.
I guess it's more like Waymo. There's literally nobody in the driver's
seat. No, there's not.
How much is it though? Is it cheaper?
Cheaper, yes.
Now,
I think Waymo's more expensive.
No, it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
And you get to pick your music.
In the Bay, there's hell of them.
That's where it started. In 2022, that's where I saw them. I was like, what are these cars?
There's none in the Valley. I've been trying to find one around.
That's because they don't go on the freeway.
And they're heavy in Phoenix, too, now, for some reason. There's hell of them in
Phoenix, they're spreading out, because when I was in Atlanta, my dad was like, they starting to show up.
Yeah, when I was in Atlanta, I was seeing a lot of them.
Yeah, Uber, they're beta testing.
Uber bought it.
Of course.
Now, when you go on Uber, it's on there. But Atlanta, I told him I love them shits. It's just you get in the car, you turn the volume all the way up, you roll the windows down. It's just you in the car. No nigga asking you dumb questions, trying to submit shit.
Lady Bear 83 just said Waymo just had an incident that it drove into a police standoff.
Told you, bro.
I did think I read about that.
Waymos have been hitting. They've been tearing things up.
Wait, it drove in the middle of a shootout.
Open the window. Hey, everybody, calm down. Relax.
That was great.
I seen it when somebody made a traffic jam because it was two Waymos trying to turn and they ain't know which one
who
to go
let
first.
Go?
So they kept easing up and they be like, oh, my bad. And then it just, that happened for like an hour, like in the middle of a
I was like, fucking go already.
And you can't like override it. There's no way to make it so that it'll like do what it needs to do.
So who came and got it?
It needs to be overridden.
I think the systems had to figure
they
out
reset
something.
Themselves. Just like some of them will go in a circle for a while.
That's crazy.
But if it's just a bunch
of
guys
like,
at home.
The doors don't unlock either. Like if you in the middle of some shit, like
you keep the window rolled down so you can hop out the bitch.
That'd be scary as hell. That's you crazy. Can't get out the car?
Oh. Yeah.
That's one of the things I've seen about Teslas a lot. Like, when there's an accident or something, that shit panics, and then it's like, okay, doors are locked, windows are locked, I can't get out.
Yeah, I had to buy a little window breaker. I saw that guy get caught on fire in a Cybertruck. I said, no.
Was that Gilbert's son? I know his truck caught on fire.
I think it's just, that might have just been because of an accident. Mm. I mean, those batteries are very dangerous.
Yeah.
And then don't let it get wet. It's Pause. Over.
What, the battery?
Yeah. The batteries get wet like salt water, it's a done deal. And if it sets on fire, you cannot put it out. Like, you gotta let it burn.
You gotta get out of there.
You gotta let it burn. Water with that kind of
shit. It's not gonna explode, though. Is it? I don't think so.
It can.
It ain't like it's a gas.
Nah, it's not a gas, but batteries definitely can explode worse. A specific kind of, like, the it's fire.
Yeah,
batteries.
Because they say those vapes can explode on you.
They definitely
when people
can.
Be vaping, they be exploding on some people.
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious.
You know what? I was just in Hawaii. Them niggas don't vape. I didn't see no vapes. I was happy, because I was like, bro, I'm in the place where I don't see nobody vaping. I'm sure somebody has it.
Yeah.
But it's not there like how it is. It's out here. Like, everybody's just everywhere, people are vaping.
Hawaii's mad clean.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, it's mad clean. The air is like, you can be like.
Oh, the air.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like just Hawaii in general. I was like,
No.
I never saw what you were talking about. You were talking about all these roaches. When I was there, the two times I've been there, chickens, bro.
Hell, they're everywhere.
The chickens are great, though.
Hearing
I love
the roosters
seeing
on the beach. I'm like, what the fuck?
Maybe.
I never seen that.
That's because you stay chickens in expensive out. Parts.
Oh,
you
were there.
Yeah. I was at like Waikiki Beach and it was chickens.
Yeah, it was just hella chickens.
He doesn't do Waikiki.
Yeah.
Okay. You're on one of the other islands.
Further down.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
No, the place you mentioned is where we stay. Oahu
was the island, right?
No.
Yeah.
That's not where you stay.
Where we be at?
Yeah.
Because I'm on the. We were on the main island where Honolulu.
DC's like, I've actually never been to Waikiki.
Have I been to Hawaii?
You've been to Waikiki, but you stay 45 minutes
outside.
Away
yeah.
Where it's
I forgot
expensive.
What that island's called. Yeah.
It's the same island. It's like Four Seasons, Brody.
Oh, la 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 la.
Oh, why? Are you on the west side or the east side?
Him giving me directions in Hawaii. Oh,
that's funny, bro. Them street names.
You like, take a left on Kamalaliki?
I said, make a left on Waikiki.
Like, turn left on Halilagiri here.
What?
Hakamini Lali? Take a right?
We made so many wrong turns.
They say Hawaii is gangster, though, certain parts.
Oh, yeah, they got gangs out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what you gonna do?
Nothing.
Them big ass niggas, what you finna do?
Are they Samoan there, or are they poly, what do you call that?
Depends.
Polyamorous?
Polynesian?
Yeah. Well, it's all Polynesian.
Yeah. Okay.
So then Pacific you have, Islanders. So you have America's Samoan, and then you have Tongans.
Yeah.
And then, but they're all Pacific
all
Islanders.
Under one umbrella.
Well, you know, like the Rocks people are from Samoa.
Okay.
And then.
Where's Jason Momoa's family from?
He's Samoan, isn't he?
He might be.
Thought he was Hawaiian.
He is
according
Hawaiian.
To the show.
Yeah, but they would be Tongan or Samoan, and then because I remember I said Hawaiian one time, and this girl was like, "Ain't nobody Hawaiian,
right?
Like, yeah. We are Tongan or Samoan."
Mm.
Yeah, because like Hawaii is the
that's where they live. Yeah.
The name of the place that they yeah.
They said there's
and
only
the reason why they all play football, not just their size, it's their only way to get off.
Oh
yeah, think about it. Hawaii, you there?
Science
unless
you
taking planes,
you going to Utah
you
for
going?
Show to go play football?
Yeah.
So they was like a lot of us.
But it ain't like
the...
they. It ain't like since it's America. They it's like it's not like they can't leave.
No, they can. But it's yeah. Like you have how many flights? You can't drive
expensive.
Nowhere.
It's
you can't drive
expensive.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
All your native land is bought up by Americans.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
The most part.
So they like they play football. I'd be like, this is my way out.
Hawaii definitely doesn't feel like it's America.
It's no, not.
Yeah.
It's,
it feels
really not.
Yeah,
I don't care what anyone says. I'm out the country.
Yeah. I was like,
I don't care what anyone says.
I feel that, bro.
It's a 5-hour flight in the middle of the ocean. We're not in America.
We're not.
The Wi-Fi don't even work.
Y'all stole this shit.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even like the.
When did we steal it?
Hey, we stole some good shit.
In the 40s?
In the 40s, damn.
I was just telling Amir.
I was like, y'all didn't get no pineapple? Fruit in Hawaii is fire, bro.
That fruit hit different.
We just tried a whole bunch of stuff, but we did do like this, and this is more Asian, but we did like the hot pot thing.
Oh, it's fire.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all do the loco moco? You have one of those?
I heard of that.
My mom made that growing up. Salisbury
steak. Yeah.
I wasn't like,
it tastes exactly like
said
that.
Salisbury
yeah,
steak.
It wasn't
but in Hawaii.
But the North Shore,
yeah.
that shrimp, the shrimp and rice trucks, them was.
Oh, the pineapple.
If you go to North Shore, you want to go to Mama's. That's the spot.
Them was
I went
fire.
To Chinatown. That shit was fire.
They got a Chinatown in Hawaii?
Yeah.
My only beef with Hawaii was the lack of vegetables. They do, you know, meat, rice, mac salad. Or you know about there wasn't a lot of vegetable. When I asked, they said and grow it where? Like we have to get this shipped
imported.
In. You know what I mean, imported. So we don't have a ton. And we ain't eating that.
I didn't think about that.
And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because I was like, there'll be sometimes like, can I just get like some broccoli or spinach or you know? Even when I went to the store to get some food, and they was like, yeah, that ain't take this mac salad and shut up.
Shut up.
Like that's it.
Price is crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, prices I learned crazy. That, like, I think it's like Costco is the only place that keeps the prices like how it is over here. All the rest of the stores is like inflated, like crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, crazy.
But even the like real estate, like, man, I was like, people who are native to this place, they are very lucky to still be there. Cause I understand, like, if they had to leave or something else, like, they wouldn't. Where are they going?
Right.
It's so expensive.
Yeah, when they take over your shit and raise the price like that, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, everything's a million and up for real. Or you're not
getting a lot. That's unless you move like 30 minutes away.
Remember Maui had them fires and all them people came and bought up their shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then even before.
After they started the fires?
That's, you know it.
Motherfuckers.
Even before that, bro, when all those cats came on, they really just stole everybody's land, bro. Like, same thing everywhere. Same thing everywhere.
You know, we say we. It's not they. We're Americans. So
no.
We have to say
no, they did.
I don't associate with that shit. Old white men do.
It's still us.
I mean, I didn't do it.
You're not American?
To say we did it, I'm like, they just don't respect what they did.
You dissing yourself, mother boy?
I do for certain stuff. I do, absolutely. I do.
I reckon y'all making a terrible mistake distancing yourself from what we done did.
That stuff makes me.
Your southern racist accent is way better than your New York accent.
Sometimes I hate niggas. It's very easy to do. It's in me for real. Sometimes a nigga just get on my nerve.
That's facts, though.
Do you need your blackness in doses?
Don't make me say
especially
this.
Especially after being in Atlanta.
Don't make me say this out loud.
You in Atlanta for months.
No, just in general. When you a Cali kid, especially a Northern Cali kid, we're used to everything all the time. So anything of like, you'd be like, I want, where's this at? Where's that at? But I love us. I love black people.
Right.
Being in Atlanta, I was like, I get like, it makes you proud to be black.
It makes you feel like we run feel
stuff.
Comfy.
You run stuff. I'm home. The blacks are, they got money. And it was dope as hell.
It was a little weird in Atlanta because where I stayed before, it was all black people. I stayed this time, I was like, hold on, where's the black people?
Yeah, where we were at.
That percentage is shifting.
Ponce Market.
Oh, yeah.
It was completely different. There was blacks there, but there was just as many whites there.
Yeah,
and I was like, this is
That whole area is a part of like the gentrification start, at least in that part of the city.
Yeah, it used to be old 44.
We stayed in the neighborhood.
So the history with Atlanta was historically the black people were outer. We were like in the city, and then the white people came, kicked us out of the city. Yeah, then it flipped again, and that whole area, like old 4th Ward, was a black area, and that Pond City Market is the old city hall.
Yeah.
So then, like 2014, 2015, they started building that belt line, which is where everybody walks. Yeah. There's a Kroger over there. It used to be called Murder Kroger because nobody wanted to go there because people would be getting
Murder
killed.
Kroger.
I'm very serious.
Hey,
when I
used to be up in that motherfucker
all the time. So that area was that. And then they started gentrifying the whole thing. Even that park over there has newer condos by Amley, which is everywhere. That whole area. I've seen people. That is a project used to be around the corner. Like, all of that is.
I found out we were drinking dirty ass Lake Lanier water.
That's the only place you can get the fresh water. Like,
yeah, they were like, that's the water we were drinking. That's why it always tasted weird. They had dead niggas in the water.
I remember I told B. Lou where we were staying, and B. Lou was like, y'all in the hood. That's where, what rapper he named? That's where 2 Chainz, something was from. And I was like, nigga, I'm finna walk across here and get me some tea. It was safe as hell. Yeah. I was like, this area is nice, bro, but it gentrified.
Gentrified. So Pond City Market is like, you'll see black people there, but now white people are coming in, and Atlanta's turning into like a tech city.
Yeah.
And every time I come back, I'm like, the skyline has grown like so much more.
Well, they said now Atlanta is not majority black anymore.
No, it's not.
That's crazy. But I didn't feel that there, though.
Percentage is still close enough because it was like,
compared to other cities, it's still
because it's literally just, it's like black and then it's white. It's literally that, and then it's other percentages. But it's like 40% black, and then it's like 42% white. Like, it's really close. But it used to be black was majority, but it was only by a couple more percentage. But they getting displaced, and they're pushing us out of the city.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's black flight. So everybody black wanted to move to Atlanta, and they made it. They built it. They got all the stores running and
Houston
shit.
Like, no more.
Now
no
white
more.
People's like, oh, cool, y'all got it set up for us. Thanks.
Yeah, but it still felt really black. But I did notice a change and just. Yeah,
inner city area safer. Is going to.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not none. Just, you know, like the.
Was the word safer?
It's all right.
No.
Nicer.
No? I don't want to say nicer. I want to say just.
Better.
No? Okay. It's like you walk outside late.
So safe.
That's we're in safer territory.
Safe.
We're in safer.
You can walk
realm.
Outside late and walk with people walking their dogs.
Yeah,
safer.
We're in a safer territory.
Oh yeah.
Same thing happened at Jack London Square. I remember one time I was stranded there, and like my bus, when I was catching a bus back and forth in Oakland, and normally Jack London Square around that used to be very, very dangerous. And I was just 1 a.m, safe as hell. And I was like, you know, gentrification ain't that bad for me right now in this moment.
What was this that bowling alley that was over there?
I forgot, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I went once or twice.
I've been there a few times.
Yeah,
I remember I was nervous at first because I heard all the, you know what I mean? But Jack London used to be.
Jack London.
Because remember people go there, like if you didn't go to the city, let's go Jack London and hang out. And I was like, nah, niggas always getting shot over there. I'm going over there.
Yeah.
And then one day when I started doing, I didn't really start exploring the Bay heavy until I started doing stand-up.
I think that's
and
so.
And I had to go to all these places. And then I was like,
I think that's a normal thing for if you're from the Bay, because we don't, when being in Vallejo, we don't go to Oakland.
I never went to Vallejo.
Yeah, we don't go to Richmond.
You just stay.
So then I started doing stand up, and I started spending heavy time in like the city and Oakland and Vallejo, and I was like, oh, the Bay. Yeah, I mean, I still don't. I haven't been in Richmond.
I mean, that's
five
one place
in my life, nigga. Like in my life, when we and it was all for sports. Or we get our we went to the mall. We go get suits from there, like for prom and shit like that.
Hilltop.
You go out to Richmond, Hilltop because they had better shit.
Uh-huh.
So I've been to Richmond a few times, but if it wasn't for sports or to get a suit, nigga, I was not going.
I tell people all the time, Richmond's a different kind of.
I never went out there.
It's a different.
And
kind
it was shooting out the street lights, so it'd be dark. Mm-hmm. It was just always dark.
Oh my
just
God.
For fun? Yeah, it was always dark.
That's so sinister.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
You'll be driving from like Fairfield, Vallejo, sunny as hell. As soon as you get to Richmond, it gets like gloomy.
Dark, bro.
Dark.
It's dark.
And I swear, and then you get to Oakland, sun will come back out.
Like, it's weird, bro.
It's crazy.
It's weird.
Foggy.
Like, you get to that, it's always foggy. Like, it was always, like, it just never looked like. You want even when we would go to the mall, my mom would be like, let's get our shit.
Mm-hmm.
My mom from South Central LA, and she'd be like, let's get our shit and go. But we would go, but it was just
it's
like.
It's different being in from the hood and the hood you're not familiar with.
Yeah, exactly.
That, yeah.
Because you'd be like, no, I know my hood.
Yeah.
Just driving and it just gets
it
gloomy.
It changes, bro. Yeah. It changes.
Richmond's probably of all the known cities.
It feels poor over here.
Of all the known cities in the Bay, Richmond's by far the one I went to the least.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
By far.
You speed
Oakland all the time. San Francisco all the time. Hey. Vallejo, I didn't really go ever really unless we were playing somebody or go to Marine World.
Yeah.
And I went there because Great America was the lick, so I didn't have no reason to go to Marine World.
Yeah.
So I didn't go to Vallejo a lot either, but Richmond, I was like, nigga, I'm not.
That sounds crazy.
Going over
Richmond
there.
Nuts.
That's a
and
dope,
to all my
that's
people
a dope
from
ass movie scene. You drive it, then it gets dark. Like, oh, yep, we're in Richmond.
Bro. If we go there, you'll be like, it's foggy right now.
It just go pitch black, then you go another block.
It was just a weird energy over there.
So I'll be in a car with my dad, I'll be like, I'm sad right now.
And for me, like where I'm coming from, ours was the difference was the Caldecott Tunnel. So when you in the East Bay.
That's like Deer Valley and all that, right?
Yeah, when you're in Contra Costa, you have to go through this tunnel to get to the Oakland, Berkeley, San Francisco side. And I swear it was just like that. It'd be like sunny on our side. You go through the tunnel, you just come out, you'd be like, it's a different energy over here. It just, every time.
What just happened?
And then Berkeley was like right here, and then Oakland's like right here. And then you just. That's but Berkeley is a completely different vibe.
And Berkeley, you just like down Berkeley, man.
Yeah,
Berkeley, you chilling.
That's what I wanted to take. I was like, it was you and Tony. Yep. Who else was it? I'm taking y'all to Berkeley.
Berkeley was a good ass time.
Yeah,
weren't we all? Because then we go to the cookie spot.
Oh yeah,
it was all
you there.
Yeah, the cookie spot.
Yep, went to Berkeley.
Berkeley, a college town. Berkeley,
take him to the wharf.
That's San Francisco.
That's San Fran. You kind of touristy.
Yeah.
But Berkeley.
I mean, the chowder there is fire.
Yeah.
The chowder. I go to Pier 39 to get my chowder.
Me too.
Seattle's better.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I agree.
You're not wrong.
I've had Seattle, San Francisco, and Boston, and I've rated them all.
I had Seattle number one.
I'm a bathing this bitch.
Yeah, Seattle. I eat chowder every day in Seattle.
That was crazy.
They should be different.
And I hated clam chowder. But I was like, let me try this Seattle clam chowder. I was like,
I take it back. For me, Alaska's number one.
I've never been to Alaska. So.
I had this salmon chowder in Alaska.
I'm with it.
I'm down with that.
I had it for dinner and then breakfast the next morning.
If you go to Alaska, you're not going to eat chowder. You're going to eat the king
that
crab.
Salmon. I eat salmon.
I want some
go.
Crab. And I want some salmon too.
Yeah, but that's Alaskan.
You gotta imagine. I want some seal. They got seal.
Alaskan king crab.
You can eat a seal.
Why is that illegal?
Why can't you eat a seal?
You can't beat seals.
Why can't you eat a seal?
The clubbing thing. Seal down while we're in Alaska, Chaz.
I'm not gonna club it. Why got to club it? I'm just gonna like everything else.
He's gonna choke it out.
I don't think eating seal is legal. I don't even think seal would taste good.
Why not?
It's all fat. It's just like bacon.
Blubber. Yeah.
That shit is.
I think it would just be blubbery.
They're the pigs of the sea. You're right.
Oh, shit.
That shit is all bacon.
I thought they were wolves.
I want my exotic
meat to be firm. You know
what you mean? It'd be like having any other kind of pork dish, bro.
Well, so what? They got muscle. Is that walruses or seals that be on the piers?
Walruses.
Sea lions.
Sea lion, yeah.
Or
out
seals.
There making hella noise.
Yeah, sea lions and seals.
Yeah.
Walruses got the tusks.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to eat that. I don't want to eat that.
No, walruses are bigger.
Yeah, no, we don't. There's no.
Them seals be looking
right.
All cute, right?
Yeah. Them seals look so cute, bro. I want one of them on a spigot. You know what I'm saying? It's just like.
You are
sick. Oh, that's the cooking thing?
I'm with you on exotic, but I just don't think the seal would be my go-to.
It would be delicious, dog. What are you talking about?
Seafood already.
I do a penguin before I do a seal.
Penguin
wings. Hold on.
That's what I'm
saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. Penguin wings.
Penguin
versus
seal.
There probably ain't much meat on there though.
There's not much meat on people. You love them little flats. I'm like, yeah. Niggas are wild.
A but penguin probably fat. Lean. Penguin probably got hella fat.
I don't think they might be lean.
Stay warm. How are they gonna stay warm? They can't be lean and stay warm.
They're gonna be more lean
I'll
than a seal.
I'll do some penguin feet soup.
Those seals.
Happy feet soup.
Some happy feet soup. Hell yeah. Bring out your Jamaican side. Some happy
feet
soup.
You can eat seal.
Oh.
But it's not something that we do here in America, obviously. But it has to be areas where it's
polar
like
bears eat it.
So
wait, say it again.
Japan, Canada,
you can't eat seal.
You can.
No,
of course.
I thought it was like illegal.
Yeah. So, I remember, it's probably
illegal for you to hunt them. Yes. Okay. Like you can't go out there and be like, I'm gonna kill a seal.
But
like,
you can find a dead one and be like, let me hook this.
I think the natives in like Antarctica and stuff. You ever seen those native
people? Yeah, the Arctic, they be hunting.
That's what I get. They're gonna eat what's there.
But they would use the blubber for oil and shit like that.
Yeah, use the whole animal.
Oh, they
I respect the usage of the whole animal.
No, we just having the wings. Right.
Okay, here we go. Here's about penguin wings. Here you go, penguin wings. You generally should not eat penguin wings or any penguin today to strict international laws. But historically, explorers ate them in emergencies for survival, describing the meat as a strong mix of beef, fish, and game.
That sounds lame.
See, I don't like game.
But there's also a
game
big mix
fish?
Of beef.
Ugh.
They're often unpleasant and oily. Oh.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. I can
go ahead and eat your little dirty wings.
What about like the breasts, penguin breasts?
They got a good chest.
Titties, let me see.
I ain't never seen a penguin titty I wanted to eat.
Their skin is thick because they're in the Arctic.
They got to stay warm.
Now, what type of penguin is it, too?
Mm. Only thing I want out of the water is fish.
I'm going to ask, what do seals taste like, bro?
Yeah.
I bet you it's delicious. People used to eat whales.
They did.
All that blubber, they said it was like, I heard shark is great. I heard any animal with a lot of blubber on it is like good.
I had a... What was that, turtle or rabbit? One of them was nasty as shit.
I'd rather. I don't think I'd eat a turtle. Turtles just always.
Well, rabbit is gamey.
Like they got algae.
Yeah,
on
that
them.
Shit was nasty. I think it was rabbit.
I had rabbit. Rabbit wasn't bad.
Y'all don't like venison?
No,
I like venison.
I love venison. It said seal meat. It's
I've
like
had
venison.
A fire deer jerky.
Duck is good.
I like
duck
is greasy though.
But it's good.
But it's good. They have good eggs. Fantastic eggs.
How'd you eat them?
I'm more rich. I like scramble them like eggs.
I don't know. Oh, okay.
And boil them. But you know we got one duck.
Oh, y'all do got. I forgot y'all got Animal
good,
Planet
bro.
At the house.
Mm, yeah. Good, bro.
When you gonna sacrifice it?
Seal might be the one that's gonna
stay around forever.
They be chilling. Well, look, she always they didn't. She didn't lost two badges.
Y'all haven't been like on Thanksgiving in 2029.
Well, the neighbor has them too, and she actually said once you pluck and everything, actually it's not that much. Like what the bullshit we eat in the stores ain't.
You could tell it's been influenced by chemicals.
Even I was telling my mom this last Thanksgiving, I was making my potato salad and I was like, when I boil the eggs that come straight from the chicken, you know how, like sometimes they get stuck and you can't, all the store ones be getting like, now when you break them, it's hard to peel off. But the ones I have at the house, I boil those and I peel, it come right off.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to have a remedy because the remedy is you got to
put it
in the
ice first.
Yeah. Right away. You should
But when
have
you have it, when
that,
you have
yeah.
them from the source, they don't do that shit.
Yeah, my mom and them, they sell eggs. Yeah. She got the whole chicken coop and she sells, they be selling eggs out
and
there.
Hers come off easy, huh? See? Whatever bullshit they giving us in the stores,
might
man.
Might be shelf life, honestly.
It's something weird about it.
Yeah, even like me, you didn't even have to keep eggs in the fridge.
You don't. Ours are on the counter.
They said if you have real eggs from the chicken, you don't have to throw them in the fridge.
You don't put. It's like you have a few weeks before they need to go in the fridge.
Yeah.
Damn. So if those aren't good in the grocery store, what the hell is in that carton?
Yeah, they've been sitting out a long time. They throw them.
It's different because they have to have it built for a shelf life so that it can stay there, so because it's not going to sell out immediately.
Yeah.
Like even like the avocado, our neighbor has an avocado tree. When I be getting the avocados from her, I don't buy them at the store no more because I'm like, this is different. Like, they don't get, like, you know how they say avocados go bad fast. Them real ones,
they last.
They don't be doing that.
They got some shelf life, yeah.
They just
and they're normally way bigger.
Way bigger, and the outside is like soft.
Yeah.
It's not like hella hard.
Man, them avocados in the Dominican Republic were crazy, bro. Those things were huge.
Yeah, I don't know what's in the stores.
Chaz knows. He used to eat fruit over everybody.
If we talking about fruit off of trees, nigga, expert.
and even the lemons in my backyard, they're not like super sour like that.
They're sweet. They're closer to oranges.
Yeah.
Yeah, those natural lemons are way more
not,
sweeter.
They're not super sour like that.
Yeah, you could take one and be like, I could power through this.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, lemon trees, I was like, oh, it's not that bad. Not the ones in the stores.
The ones in the stores, goddamn.
Yeah. They'd be acidic.
Real lemonade from a tree.
That's what we make ours from. We make it simple syrup. We've been doing a lot of shit from scratch, man. That should be... Pancakes are different when you don't buy the Bisquick or whatever. When you make everything from scratch, that shit, I was like, God damn.
You got to ground the wheat yourself? What are you doing from scratch?
She takes the... You got to get the flour, the sugar, whatever. And you make the little dough or whatever, and then...
I got you now.
But it's like, it's not none of the stuff. And hers tastes way... Like, I had waffles and pancakes from my birthday, and I was like, nigga, these...
Yeah.
Happy belated, bro.
The whores in my life don't make pancakes from scratch. Where are you going to be, DC?
Let's do early January. We taking it to Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha.
We know
January
that place.
2nd through put baby January the 4th. January 8th through the 10th. We're going to Phoenix, Arizona, Stand Up Live. Get your tickets for these events. We're bringing that heat.
Oh, man, you're going to have the Wagyu.
Wagyu ribs.
Yeah. Boy, I'm jealous.
It's a good time.
No, it's the Wagyu. What's the name of those?
They're ribs, right?
No, it was the fajitas.
Wagyu fajitas, yeah.
Boy.
It was fire. Boy.
Craig Wayne's on everything, man. Check me out. I'll be pulling my dick out all week.
I will not be pulling my penis out.
Patreon out. For this? Only fans?
Only Craig's.
Only Craig's.
This will drop at the end of the year, so I don't even know. I got some tapings and stuff. I don't know how much I'm going to be on the road in January, February, because I might be doing some stuff for TV. So... my January, February right now is up in the air.
But y'all stay tuned.
Stay tuned, though.
There's some TV action going on.
You won't hear it on here because we won't be here.
Well, nobody will be here.
But we love y'all,
I'll
man.
Be here with you.
We'll be on a hiatus until we find a new place to shoot and all that good stuff. And just check out our social medias and what we're going to be and what we're doing. And thank y'all for your support for the last six, seven years.
Before Chaz goes, shout out to the y'all Patreon. It's some people there that's always kind of been down with us.
Every
Star,
week.
Moyo, Jesse. They always been kind of in there all every week. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So we will see y'all in 2026. Where and when? We don't know.
Chaz?
What week are we on? Is it New Year's yet when this comes out?
Where are you and Shantae going to be?
I don't know Shantae's dates yet. I don't know what she has going on. I only know...
You going to be on TV?
Yeah. I actually will be on TV.
All right.
Yeah. What am I about to say? Tony Baker, New Year's Eve show. If you're in LA in Burbank, I'll be there.
Is that
DC
happening?
Will be there. Won't you be there?
By this one?
At the Flappers.
I don't know.
Yeah. The only reason why I didn't push it because I didn't know if we were supposed to or not.
Why not?
He hasn't said anything yet.
Because he's posting, but he's not saying who's on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's why I wasn't saying anything.
He never does. He does that so we don't have to promo, but I don't think it's
no, he does
can
it to
promo.
See what he's moving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Without like so if you say
all y'all off the show.
If you say, you know, I got a show and DC's gonna be there, even though it's mine, some people might be coming for, so I don't know how many tickets I'm actually selling.
Hey, come to Tony's show, man. Tell him Chaz since
Thank y'all, man. We appreciate y'all.
Love y'all, man.
Black Ronnie Chaz, every whatever day it comes on.
We out.
All right, y'all.
A gunshot.
A gunshot.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.